AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports on a court ruling regarding the Panama Canal.
Panama's Supreme Court has ruled the concession to operate ports at either end of the Panama Canal unconstitutional. It's held by a subsidiary of a Hong Kong company, CK Hutchison Holdings. The court's ruling followed an audit by Panama's controller, which alleged irregularities in the 25-year extension of the concession granted in 2021. The Trump administration's made blocking China's influence over the Panama Canal one of its priorities in the Western Hemisphere. I'm Ben Thomas.
Former Illinois Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson was sentenced to 20 years in prison for fatally shooting Sonia Massey, a Black woman who dialed 911 in 2024 to report a possible prowler outside her Springfield home. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on a development in Luigi Mangione's case.
Authorities say a man claiming to be an FBI agent showed up to a federal jail in New York City and told officers he had a court order to release Luigi Mangione. The man was arrested and charged with impersonating an FBI agent in a foiled bid to free Mangione from the Metropolitan Detention Center. That's where Mangione is being held, awaiting state and federal murder trials in the killing of the UnitedHealthcare CEO, Brian Thompson. A criminal complaint filed against 36-year-old Mark Anderson did not identify the person that he attempted to free, but a law enforcement official familiar with the matter confirmed it was Mangione. The official was not authorized to speak publicly on the matter. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The National Weather Service says Arctic air moving into the southeast will cause already frigid temperatures to plummet into the teens tonight in cities like Nashville, where more than 79,000 homes and businesses still lacked power. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on an honor for some classic movies.
25 classic movies are being added by the Library of Congress for its National Film Registry, as if they would leave Clueless off this list.
Whatever.
Amy Heckerling's 1995 teen comedy is joining the registry, along with Christopher Nolan's Inception, Glory, Philadelphia, Before Sunrise, and The Karate Kid.
Wax on, wax off. Don't forget to breathe. Very important.
Disney's The Incredibles is in the registry.
No matter how many times you save the world, it always manages to get back in jeopardy again.
From old Hollywood, there's 1954's White Christmas and 1956's High Society, Grace Kelly's last movie before marrying into royalty. The oldest movie on the list is a silent picture from 1896, William Selig's The Tramp and the Dog. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.